Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Villiger International Studios, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good, man. I think it's Villiger Studios International because, you know, when you put it out of order like that, it sounds even more international because you're like, Villiger Studios. Is it translated from a different language?
What if you say international?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like
I'm blanking on the name of the Step Brothers Corporation.
Oh yeah, right.
something worldwide.
Yeah, something worldwide.
Oh,
I can't believe I'm forgetting it.
If you can remember the name of the studios in Step Brothers, please comment below.
I will. Before the end of this episode, I will figure this thing out. All right. Today we're talking about the Pestaña
Prestige Worldwide presentation.
Prestige Worldwide.
There you go. the Pestaña WatchTech 2021 Limited Edition, or better known as the War Bear.
War Bear.
It is a Toro 6-inch by 52. Comes out of the Fabrica de Tabaco de Sueño factory in Nicaragua. Ecuadorian Habano and Mexican San Andreas Barber Pole wrapper, binders from Indonesia, fillers Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. It is thinned by Mike Shepankevich. Price point is $13.40. Cigar was released in November of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what's
your nice overall pronunciation of his name?
Yeah, I nailed it.
I'm 95% sure I'm on it, because I've butchered it like multiple times.
Shepankevich.
In front of, you know, in person with him or like on the show with Coop. So like I've tried to like work it out. So
how do you say it?
Put up the
Shepankevich.
The cigar I'm bringing up.
Shepankevich.
Shepankevich is what I think it's very close.
Just imagine there's a little bit of gravel in the tucked in your
cheeks. That is a beautiful cigar.
It is. It's a good look.
It's a good look.
Skip, you can stop the video now.
That's why some of us had
to. I just want to let you know this is beautiful.
Thank you guys for listening.
It's been Developing Palettes. Please subscribe.
See you next time, Skip. All right. Let's go. June, start it up.
And that's why some of us gave it a very good on the pre-light.
All right. So
some of us has been one of us. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So this is becoming a bit of a trend, I realize, for 2020. For this year's cigar reviews, which is probably the same trend as last year and the year before, probably. But I'm getting these cigars where the first third I'm like, hey, this is pretty good, and then the following two thirds, and I was like, oh, you know, turn around and took a diarrhea shit all of a sudden, and that's how it ended. Not that dramatic, but you know, not as good. So first third, a lot of cocoa, a lot of baking spices, just like. Not just like a, you know how like sometimes you have like dry cocoa and you get like the tannins of the cocoa. I dig that. I dig that texture. I dig that flavor. And then, you know, as you kind of go through the cigar, I kind of felt like it got a little too dry, a little bit too tannin, had a little too much tannins. You know, it's a relatively strong cigar, which is not surprising and actually quite fitting to call it the War Bear. Called War Bear, right? This is what the translation is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, Were Bear.
No War Bear. War Bear, Care Bear?
Yeah, it's you can Care Bear. War and Care.
Care Bear. It's a beautiful Care Bear cigar.
But overall, it was just like band.
Yeah. And I remember that cigar wrapper. I think it was like more this like Colorado red-ish look. And I remember looking at it being like, man, this is nice looking cigar. But
all right, Seth, what are your thoughts?
Rather smoke the bear, you know.
I knew that you were going to be able to get a good photo of whoever took the photo of the cigar.
Aaron
I knew
did. Someone,
yeah, I mine did not look as good as that, but I knew I was like, dude, Aaron's probably got a sweet photo to do this, get the cigar well. Either way, first third, leather, dry wood, pepper. I was getting some meat qualities and some faint coffee. Medium full to full. It was kind of a powerhouse medium full to full, but it still was a powerhouse to me. Second, third, I remember the cigar really well, yeah, because I smoked this a little while ago. But the second, third, all of a sudden just turned into, I was getting like this stewed meat with like potatoes and coffee and leather, and there's pepper spices. And I swear I was getting Bailey's, and I was like, wow, this is a really good second, third. I thought the cigar could really take off, medium full. Final third kind of was returned back to reality. And it just wasn't. It was just more leather, dry wood, earth, coffee, pepper, meaningful to full. Average burn line. I had a really bad burn throughout the entire cigar, but the draw was fine. So, yep. John? Hey,
John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of partway between June and Seth on this. you know, I got a little bit of mild toasted nuts. I got that meatiness, which I thought was really nice. So really sat on the palate well. And then baking spices and then toasted earth, but not like, not that kind of dirty earth that coats the palate. So it was really nice. Then it got a little bit of minerality at the end of the first third. And I'm like, oh no. And like June said, I mean, we've smoked so many cigars that are like this where it starts out. And I think the problem is because you're like, oh, this is really good. And then you're not mad. You're just disappointed because the second third just became really earth forward. A lot of tannic wood and earth, and I was just like, eh. A little bit of chocolate kind of tried to push through on the retrohale, but I think it was really run over by the earth and wood. So it was still pleasant, but it just, you know, I was set up for expectations in that first third that just didn't deliver in the second third. And then the last third, I think, was really consistent with the second third as well. A little bit of earth settling on my tongue between draws. So I was like, eh. Not really my thing. I also had some issues with the burn. It was a little wavy, required a touch up and then a relight, or pardon me, required a relight in the second third. And then the draw is a little resistant too. So 2.5-3 notches. So that was a bit of a drag. For me, kind of an average experience overall. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted wood, baking spice, and light mustiness. Light creamy coffee joined in a bit later, and the baking spice transition to black pepper. Second third saw the coffee note drop out, and the final third saw the pepper become dull and a light vegetal note joined in. Burn was wavy for me. I also had two relights, so I can continue on with the kind of the burn issues related to it. I thought the cigar had a nice start. Creamy coffee was a really nice supporting note. Second third dropped down as that toast level became heavy, kind of maintained that for the rest of the cigar. It's what I experienced, what the guys have been talking about. You know, you get that good first third, and then, well, you get the cigar aficionado like style blending. Like you need to smoke well for the first inch and a half. And then like, it's, you know, who cares how the rest of it smokes. So it's just kind of more of the same for what we get to smoke the last few years, I guess, but just couldn't hold on to that profile from the first third. You know, If that's one wish we could make for the cigar industry for the future, is like just blend the whole cigar, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't want to lick just a tip. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We want the whole thing.
Yeah. You want to tickle the tonsils, right? You know,
exactly.
So go for it.
Agreed.
So yeah, I mean, a high price point as well. It's probably not that I'd go back to it.
What is the price point on this?
$13.40. So.
Kind of expensive.
I mean, you know, we talked about this is a Toro. We talked about a Robusto right around the same price previously, but it, you know, better flavor profile. So you got to balance it out. All right, let's get into the scores and start at the top with June at 6 even. I gave it a 5.80. Seth gave it a 5.65. John gave it a 5.60. So June had that 6 even matchup for you.
Really? Got a 6?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
so it didn't match up well, is what you're saying?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't really like it that much. But I don't know. It's I like what did he release before this? Do you guys remember?
So the War Bear 2019, I can't remember if you liked that or not, but I actually thought the 2019, yes, that almost made my top 25.
Yeah,
it did make my top 25 list.
Now that I remember, that cigar I liked, and that's what put the brand kind of in front of my radar. But I thought this follow up was kind of, it was okay. I mean, wouldn't pass it up, but not as good as the last version of it. So
my 5.8 match as well. It was a above average flavor profile, but had some burn issues. So it kind of took it below that 6 mark. So for me, but you know, it was just stack it, whatever tobacco you got in that first third, just stack it through, and hopefully there's no other transitions in that cigar. But yes. All right, Seth, 5.65.
I mean, I got a good stack in the second third.
I need your second third.
You needed my second third. I needed some other stuff. Burn was off. It just didn't speak to me. I'm gonna come back to it. Price point doesn't even bother me anymore.
I know, I'm at that point where like I can't register changes in price. Like I feel like the price should stay the same forever. But almost everything we review now is in this range. It's like 12 and up.
Kind of, times have changed.
So
yeah.
All right, John, 5.6.
Matches up well. Pretty disappointing experience, and kind of talked over June there. But yeah, the 2019 War Bear was, that made my top 25 list, and it solidly made my top 25 list. Like, that was really good. And I like Postania stuff in general. This for me was just, it was a miss.
Yeah. All right. Any other final thoughts on this from you guys?
I'm looking forward to the 2022.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also check out full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
War Bear Stare.